In an emotional speech on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake said behavior from the White House had become reckless, outrageous, and undignified. A prominent critic of the U.S. president, Senator Flake said he will not seek re-election next year, admitting he was out of step with his party. In his speech, he never mentioned Donald Trump by name, but he did say the features of U.S. politics made more prominent by the Trump presidency should never be regarded as normal.
We must never regard as normal the regular and casual undermining of our democratic norms and ideals. We must never meekly accept the daily sundering of our country, the personal attacks, the threats against principles, freedoms, and institution, the flagrant disregard for truth and decency, the reckless provocations, most often for the pettiest and most personal reasons, reasons having nothing whatsoever to do with the fortunes of the people that we have been elected to serve. None of these appalling features of our current politics should ever be regarded as normal.
Donald Trump, via Twitter, has been unrelenting in his criticism of both Senators Jeff Flake and Bob Corker, accusing them of supporting Democratic priorities. Senator Corker also says he's not running for re-election in Tennessee, accusing Mr. Trump of telling lies that could easily be proven wrong and willfully damaging the country's standing in the world. Mr. Trump tweeted that Senator Bob Corker couldn't get elected dog catcher. The senator previously referred to the White House as an adult daycare center and said President Trump could be setting the nation on a path to World War III. Mr. Corker then told CNN President Trump's a liar.
Unfortunately, I think world leaders are very aware that much of what he says is untrue. Certainly people here are, because these things are provably untrue. I mean, they're just factually incorrect, and people know the difference. So I don't know why he lowers himself to such a low, low standard and debases our country in the way that he does, but he does. The president has great difficulty with the truth.
Senator Corker said Mr. Trump's not capable of conducting himself in a manner appropriate for a leader, saying he's divisive, setting a poor example for young people. He also claimed Mr. Trump's staff have previously asked him to intervene against the president.
I think the standing up in front of the American people and stating untruths that everybody knows to be untrue, just the attempted bullying that he does, which everybody sees through, just the dividing of our country, the name-calling, just, you know, for young people to be watching someone of this mentality or as President of the United States is something that is, I think, debasing to our country.
Donald Trump has also provoked the ire of another respected senior Republican, Senator John McCain, whose war record he mocked during last year's campaign. Last week, former Republican President George Bush took a thinly veiled swipe at Mr. Trump in a speech in which he decried bullying and prejudice and denounced anti-immigrant sentiment. White House Press Secretary, meanwhile, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, says the president remains committed to working for the American public.
You have a couple of individuals that are no longer running for office. Look, he's got a great relationship with a number of Republican senators. He's going to continue working with them and make sure that we get things done for the American people. He wants people to be in the Senate that are committed to actually moving the ball down the field. And I don't think these two individuals necessarily have been as focused on that. The president wants to get things done, and that's what we're going to work through the fall.